Why is it so hard for the veterans, you think, with the background that they have coming out and they want to start something on their own? Are they facing any different challenges?
I think the biggest challenge would be their transition into civilian life. In many cases, while there are programs available, there isn't sufficient support at all for those transitioning into the civilian world, not getting them connected to the right type of jobs, not getting them connected, sharing their resume and their actual skill set that in military language doesn't translate on a resume very well. And I think this missing piece of service as well, you know, they had a mission and a purpose and they were all on the same team. And that's completely taken away when they transition to the civilian world. So when starting a company, they're used to having, again, a team, a foundation to rely on. Transitioning to the civilian world and then starting a business where it's even harder to build that team, it makes it very difficult.
What is some of the work that you're doing with them that helps?
And well, and the reason I am a part of Bunker Labs is because of the not only because of the resources, but when you have a group of folks in the same room with a shared experience, whether you are a military spouse or whether you are a veteran, instantly the walls come down. There is this instant foundation of trust that is established that easily allows people to solve problems. It's a peer-oriented initiative that research shows peer-led cohort groups actually are more successful in supporting and scaling businesses. And that focus with the military background has made it wildly successful.
When you hear from local officials or businesses, and yes, it's important to support these entrepreneurs and these businesses, these local businesses, they're just as important as bringing in these large corporations, if not even more important, I think. Do you find that support is lacking for local entrepreneurs?
In some communities, yes. And the reason, I would say the candid reason for that is when policymakers run on platforms focused on jobs, the things that sell in the newspapers are how many jobs, how much capital investment, which are all good things. But there has been an evolution in the economic development industry where while that has been successful, the next step is ecosystem development. And as a part of that ecosystem, startups play a really critical part. Startups are, you know, companies younger than 5 years old. So national data shows that nearly all net new jobs are created by young firms under 5 years old. So you have large companies that are hiring 1,000 people, market shifts, then they decrease by 1,000 people or more, and it goes back up. So it's really neutral. So all of the new creation of new jobs are startups. And I think sharing that information and tying the data to what kind of strategies would be a better longer-term return on your investment, it's about entrepreneurship.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Taylor.